Time to talk Troy girls basketball here in our locker room chat with head coach Derek Jasper. Johnny came back with you, and well, Troy girls have not played here. That's coming back from the holiday break, but are coming off two really good wins before heading into that holiday break. First, a 41-39 win over Blue Valley, and then a 49-47 win over Clifton Clyde. So, coach, two really close victories for your girls, but you get your first two wins of the year, building a little bit of momentum here as we head closer to this midseason tournament. Overall, when you look back at those two games, though, just what were your thoughts?
Well, slow starts in both of the games, and we were at home, so I was kind of disappointed we didn't come out with more energy at the start of both those games. Actually, in the Blue Valley game, we scored 0 points in the first quarter, and we were about 0 for 9 on threes. Blue Valley was playing zone, and we were just jacking threes. But then we scored 22 points in the fourth quarter of that game to kind of come from behind and get a nice home win. And then kind of the same story against Clifton Clyde. I think we were down 6 at half, but we scored a little bit better in that game. We had 21 at half and ended up with 49. So pretty good play by our guards. Then those couple games, not as many turnovers as we'd had in the previous games. And I think Peyton Ingman had 17 points against Clifton Clyde and Reagan Hill 12. So pretty good guard combination for us in that game. And we did a little bit better rebounding against those two teams also. So some improvements there for sure headed in here to 2022. And we were just glad to win those games at home, two conference games. So that's good for us.
And how big was the confidence for that for your girls then going into the break? I'm guessing practices were probably a little bit more fun, a little bit more upbeat there after having those two wins?
No, absolutely. You know, it makes all the difference in the world. You know, we got the two wins right before break. And, a little bit more enthusiasm, a little bit more energy. We still have a ton of sickness down here. We're going to be missing some goals again as we head into this Friday night. But hopefully we can kind of get over this and we'll have it all done. We had a lot of girls sick during the break and missed Christmas practices, so we're not real healthy right now, but we got to still strap it up and go get them.
Yeah, coming up on Friday, a tough one on the road at Valley Heights. One of the top teams in the state are the Mustangs. So what do you look at now heading into that game on Friday?
I just want to look for some improvements. You know, they're going to be really difficult to score against, too. They play an aggressive man-to-man defense, really physical, strong and big. And look for some improvements there. And we really want to see how we can hold up on the glass. We're going to have to really emphasize trying to hang with them on the rebounds because they'll just keep beating us up and it could get ugly if that happens. But, you know, we're going to see how we can go out there and compete. A long trip for us, but it'll be our first game of 2022 and just looking to see if we can get better in some areas.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on those two wins there before the holiday break. We wish you the best here going into this game against Valley Heights on Friday. But thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on KNZA.